This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm Mike Lamp. The investigation continues into Monday's shootings in Boulder and the man accused in the attack. But CPR's investigative reporter Ben Marcus says there are still a lot of unknowns.
We don't know what the motive was. We don't know why, according to police, he chose to attack this King Soopers, which is 15 miles from his home in Arvada. There's many other King Soopers between those two locations. We don't know if he knew any of the victims.
CPR's Ben Marcus. 10 people were killed in the shooting. Community partners in El Paso County are helping to address issues of equity in the distribution of the COVID-19 vaccine. KRCC's Elena Rivera checks in with one of them.
Julissa Soto with the statewide organization Servicios de la Raza estimates they've helped vaccinate around 2,000 Latinos in the county. She says it's still not enough.
And I feel frustrated because I wish I can do a clinic almost every day for the Spanish-speaking community, but, you know, my capacity.
Soto says the organization is also planning vaccine clinics in Custer and Cheyenne counties, as well as in the southwest part of Colorado. I'm Elena Rivera, KRCC News.
Colorado Natural Resource officials say the Yampa River doesn't have enough water to satisfy all of the demands of the area it serves in northwest Colorado. The state could designate the river as over-appropriated, which would mean more scrutiny of water rights and new well permits. Only a few rivers in Colorado are not designated as over-appropriated. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.